WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Fire crews are slowly gaining ground on wildfires tearing through Los Angeles. Containment lines are up around 27% of the Eaton fire, 13% of the Palisades fire. The L.A. County coroner says those fires have killed at least 24 people. And there are persistent questions about the initial response. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker.
The fires grew too big too fast. Demand for water overburdened the system. Water pressure dropped and fire hoses ran dry while the fires raged.
The water system was stretched. Metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this.
Anthony Maroney is chief of the L.A. County Fire Department, one of the officials overseeing the firefight.
CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore says winds could make things bad again.
After somewhat of a break from those strong Santa Ana winds Friday into Saturday, those wind speeds increase again, gusting between 50 to nearly 70 miles per hour. Now, it's those strong wind gusts combined with low humidity and very dry conditions that will produce another day of critical fire danger from northern San Diego County into Ventura County, where those fires could start and spread very quickly.
We are waiting this hour for a massive rocket from Blue Origin to launch from Cape Canaveral. The New Glenn is 30 stories tall, named after astronaut John Glenn. For its first trip to space, it will carry an experimental payload called Blue Ring, which can haul as many as 13 satellites or experiment packages. Trump appointee FBI Director Christopher Wray is explaining his reason for leaving before President-elect Donald Trump takes office again.
My conclusion was that the thing that was best for the Bureau was to try to do this in an orderly way, to not thrust the FBI deeper into the fray.
Wray on 60 Minutes. The Patriots have hired Titans head coach Mike Vrabel to lead the team. WBZ's Suzanne Sausville with fan reaction.
Oh my God, I love him. He did a great job with Tennessee. He was great.
A clear consensus. Mayo, not enough experience. Vrabel?
More experience, tougher.
But this guy's living in the past, man.
I like Bill Belichick.
So you'd like to see Bill Belichick come back?
I wish he'd come back. They'll win again for sure.
Don't hold your breath.
Two major retailers announced more store closures over the weekend. First, Macy's says it's closing down 66 underperforming stores this year in more than 20 states. Meantime, Kohl's says it plans to close 27 stores by April. Both companies say the closures will allow them to focus efforts on their remaining locations in order to boost profits and service. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Our local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Green and gold game days, specials for beer, jello shots, raffles, so much more. It all happens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge on game day. For more information, go to lazyoaflounge.com. Let's kick off the third hour of Max Inc. Radio with a double dip of a band out of Appleton, Wisconsin. The Isaiah and the New People. This is their song, Lahania. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Show. I've been around again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour, the double dip of Isaiah and the New People. That was Did You Run? Lahania before that. Isaiah, the New People, they're in Madison tonight at the Harmony Bar and Grill on Atwood Avenue. That show starts at 9 o'clock, and they're going to be our guest here on Max Inc. Radio next Saturday night. Make sure you tune in for that. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Rocker is still off and recovering. Terry Barr is also off tonight. Though Terry will check in about 20 minutes or so. She's going to have a chat with Aaron about Wisconsin Polka. And then later, we're going to have all the information you need about the Whammy Holiday Party happening in West Allis next week. Plus, I have music from Jaden James, the Civil Engineers. 7,000 Apart is just around the corner. How about some music from Hot Light Mars right now? They're going to be in Madison on Saturday, January 11th at the Majestic Theater for the Wisconsin Funk Fest with the Mama Dig Downs Brass Band and the Funky JBs. Here is Hot Like Mars and their song, It Hit It Hard. Hit it really hard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh, up my fire, it continues to grow. I have an anger inside that is nowhere to go. Someday I hope you'll learn that this world isn't yours to own. I started. cry out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Jaden James, and You've Got This Way. Civil Engineers before that with Molly Woods, 7,000 Apart before that with Started a Fire. Kicked that set off with Hot Like Mars and Hit It Hard. They're playing the Funk Fest next weekend here in Madison. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to check in and talk about Wisconsin Polka. Can't wait for that. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. Did you know that January is National Polka Month? You probably won't be surprised to learn that the celebration started in Wisconsin in the 1960s. Today, there are many people keeping the tradition of polka alive, including an Appleton man who has a unique way of sharing polka music. Here's Terry Barr with more.
I am so happy to welcome to our show today, Aaron Schulke. Now, Aaron is the owner of WRJQ Radio. That is an online radio station based in Appleton. Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Terry. How are you?
I am great. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about this, let's say, kind of a specific fun tradition in Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's dive into the idea of polkas as a tradition. Where did this start? How did this become the state dance and music that we all really enjoy and love?
I know it started back in Bohemia, in that area of Eastern Europe there near Poland, and Germany was involved as well. But I think it really came when a lot of people would emigrate to Wisconsin, and really became popular in the 1930s, especially in eastern Wisconsin toward Manitowoc. That's a real rich Czech Bohemian style polkas. And Romy Gaz, of course, was the one who was the most popular in the Manitowoc, Kewaunee County areas. And not to discount the Germans who went to southern Minnesota, south central Minnesota, that was a big thing there too. But in Wisconsin anyways, the Manitowoc and Kewaunee County areas of the state were real rich in that Czech and Bohemian style. Everybody who had a wedding, knew a band, and it would be three or four piece. It could be a 10-piece band, and they'd all have barn dances and play the weddings and that type of thing. And it just carried on. And then when, recordings became available, around that same time, they would record those, and then it would be distributed to the rest of the state, and even in some cases nationally.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you're the owner of WRJQ Radio, and you play nothing but polkas. Why was this important to you, and what's the history of the radio station?
Well, WRJQ is an online-only radio station right now. I run it from my house. It's going on 19 years. But before that, it was an actual AM radio station from about... Well, the signal goes back to 1952. It was WAPL, the first rock and roll station in Wisconsin. But eventually around 85 or so, it became polkas and a few other changes here and there. But when I started working in radio at the age of 13, that would have been 1994, we were playing a mix of big bands and polkas. And I just kind of, I was interested in radio first, and this station just happened to be up the road from where I grew up. So anyways, that station went off the air. A lot of people had asked me, streaming services were being popular or becoming popular at that time. And I said, well, let me look into it and I'll see what I can do. And I looked into it, and here we are 19 years later.
That is awesome. And I've looked around. There are very few radio stations playing polkas anymore. And I can recall so many stations had an entire Sunday show at one point. What happened to everyone, and why did you decide to stick with it?
I enjoy the music. That was part of my childhood, so I decided to focus on that. And it was a niche that needed to be filled, and there are still some polka shows on radio stations throughout the Midwest and up the East Coast, too, but not like it used to be, like you said.
Have we lost the tradition, or are we finding our way back? What are you kind of seeing when it comes to maybe a trend around the tradition of polka?
We haven't lost the tradition. What's gone are the big 8, 9, 10 piece groups that had charts in front of them and nice musical and intricate arrangements and things like that. And now what's happening is there's, younger people are leading 2, 3, and 4 piece bands that are a lot easier to book. Let's just be honest, for the event holders and things like that. But that's where it's really going. Now, there are still some places that eventually will throw out a showcase, a nice 8 piece band. And those are real special moments. It's out there. There's a lot of church picnics, and there's a lot of beer gardens, beer halls and things like that, that hire these younger groups who I'm fortunate enough to call my friends. I mean, that's how close everybody is in this community. That's really the difference. So that the tradition and the fun and frivolity of it all is not gone or lost. It's just in a different format these days.
What would you like to see for the future of polka music?
As much as we all love Ray Dorschner and Six Fat Dutchman and, Romy Gaws type bands from yesteryear, it's not coming back. And I mean, there'll be a tribute here and there, and we'll get some guys together and we'll do that, but it's not a regular thing. So I would just love to see these younger, when I say younger, I mean, they're my age in their 40s and 50s, but I'd like to see those bands continue, the fun trios, and they're mixing in some country and some rock and things like that. And there too, the older people who grew up with the old big bands, the larger polka bands, still like it, but yet the younger people are not, oh geez, that's my great grandma's music, they're not like that at all. So that's that. I'd like to see that going forward.
Well, now I'm going to ask you, do you have a favorite or one that you like to dance to?
I don't dance. I'm a listener.
Oh,
only.
No.
I don't dance.
Okay. Do you have kind of a favorite? I know you don't want to really pick one and say that's it, but.
Well, asking, if there's a favorite song or two is like asking who your favorite kid is. When you do this for, I'm going on 30 years this Christmas Eve. It'll be 30 years in broadcasting. I enjoy the Minnesota Dutchman style a lot. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman from Menasha, Wisconsin, huge influence on my musical tastes. But he borrowed that from Minnesota. So there's a lot of bands out there, Elmer Scheid, the Six Fat Dutchman, Babe Wagner. I know those are all old bands, but I do like the more the German Dutchman style, but I like it all. There's some Polish style that I like, even though it's a little bit, on the younger side for my musical taste. But I love going to Pulaski and seeing that stuff and watching everybody dance. And the average age is like 20 on the floor. They're just whipping around. I really do like it all. It's really hard to pick a favorite. But if I had to, I would say Minnesota Dutchman style. Absolutely, 100%.
Aaron Schulke, owner of WRJQ Radio in Appleton, online polkas all the time. Thanks for keeping the tradition alive.
We're doing the best we can. I appreciate your time, Terry. Thanks for having me on. We'll be right back.
And that's Polka by the Ray Dorsheimer Band here on Max Inc. Radio. His group has been together for more than 60 years. And during that time, two of his brothers and three of his sons have been part of the Menasha-based Polka Band. Thanks, Terry Barr, for the awesome interview. We appreciate that. I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Saturday night. You know, the Packers are playing tomorrow in the playoffs against the Eagles. How about some more polka?
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throw in the vibes.
They all come up as lackers. We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell that Rush Limbaugh, tell Hillary and Bill.
Oh, tell them what?
I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell Will and Scott, tell Oprah and Phil.
And Regis too.
I love my Green Bay Packers. I'll bet even Ditka's a secret Packer fan.
He ain't so dumb.
He knows the best shellackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Hey, man, this is Elvis, and I love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I miss Monroe, and I love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. Don't take this wrong, but compared to old Green Bay,
you're just a bunch.
You're just a bunch of hackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. Yes, we take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers. We got the best team. Go Pack!
Break it down.
Oh, I just love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. They love me too.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Pert near Sandstone there and Can't Hardly Wait. They're going to be at the Sylvie on Saturday, January 18th for the Wisconsin Bluegrass Festival with Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, and Chicken Wire Empire. That's going to be a good show at the Sylvie. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. I love my Green Bay Packers. What do you think? They're going to beat the Eagles tomorrow night? Are they going to advance in the playoffs, or are they going to be one and done? Go Pack Go. That's all I got to say about that. I know nothing else other than Go Pack Go. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Pine Travelers. We're going to talk about the Whammies next hour, too, and their holiday party. I have some Old Oaks just around the corner for you. Right now, I have the Lavender Blues for you. It's the Mascot Theory. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse, under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues. We'll be right back.
the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for you, to you. And these too shall pass, and brighter days will come at last. For through the virus, a tear torn will silence. Oh, silence.
There, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Los Angeles County Coroner says at least 24 people have died from wildfires that are tearing through the area still. And there are concerns the fires could lead to inequality and gentrification in historically black neighborhoods in Altadena. KNX's Karen Adams says that.
Altadena is where a lot of black families settled to escape the Jim Crow South. And it was also one of the rare places blacks could escape discriminatory housing practices and begin to build generational wealth.
Before there was Baldwin Hills, the celebrity black people, Arthur Duncan, tap dancer with Betty White, Cindy Poitier, Ivan Dixon, Terry Crews, Patrice Rushen, Billy Childs, lived in Altadena.
Aldra Allison and other black families have owned their homes in Altadena for generations.
12,000 structures, including many homes, are gone. As our Lilia Luciana reports, many have not been able to get into neighborhoods to see this devastation firsthand.
There's so many residents who want to go back into their home.